Okay, so Fish call this meeting back to order on the record. Okay, now I gotta find my agenda. Item number 8, confirmation of clerk treasurer. Do I hear a motion or a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Thank you. Do I hear a second? Okay. Any discussion? Hearing none. Motion carries. Oh shit! Sorry. Oh, shoot. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Oops. Okay, department head reports. Fire Chief Bill Didion.
All right, so hopefully you guys noticed that we now have some beautiful new garage doors that were installed last week. And so we're very happy with those. Everything's all uniform now and opens and closes like it should.
Nice.
So I just wanted to say thank you again.
Is there a pool going to the first guy that's going to
get there? Hey, let's not go there. Okay?
Oh, that's cruel.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you very much.
And I'm glad to see the building still standing, even though the pile driving.
A lot of shaking.
Is it shaking, though?
Pretty bad? It's just a little noisy. But progress.
Good.
Progress.
I've been pretty worried about that building. So
that thing will
probably never fall down. Well,
yeah, they don't have it.
Yeah,
I see that. And I
heard of it the furry, but I could.
It doesn't shake the whole ground.
Eric, do they end up filling those with concrete, pumping them out?
I don't think so.
They just stay.
Yeah, because they'll put a top on them. They'll pour, you know, the pile cap or the drain beam.
Lease Chief Chuck Spore.
Speaking of hiring and appointing and all this. Have an open position for the police department, and I think it's going to be a rough road.
I think so. Lateral.
Yeah. Just doing the best we can. The guys and gals have been busy, but working a lot of overtime. Trying to get somebody good. I mean, like you said, some things work out, some things don't. We'll keep trying. I would like to mention that the governor signed a couple bills. We did get back the availability of these force and ITAs, which is like someone in a mental health crisis, taking a juvenile into protective custody, community caretaking functions, and helping our friends in the fire department. And then also new supports for Terry stops or reasonable suspicion situations. So they did see, you know, the logic and maybe walking it back a little bit, the legislature. So we got quite a bit. So I think it's going to make it easier for guys to be able to do their jobs consistently. So that's a good thing. You guys have any questions about that? Feel free to ask or shoot me an email or call or whatever.
Public Works Director Eric Weber.
Not much. We started the comp plan, so it will be a long road, but hopefully you'll have participation from the public on that and come up with a good document that, you know, helps the city in the future and makes things better. That's really all I have. If you have any questions?
Yeah,
how
we go out for
Yes, it'll go in the newspaper, it'll be on the city webpage and the city's Facebook page. And I'll continue to try to, you know, put it up here also.
Is that like a significant amount of time that people have to respond, or is it a relatively short term?
Generally, they come to a meeting or send a letter, so they're once a month. I think our plan was, we haven't finalized the actual schedule. We were going to do the scheduled date, and we'll probably put in the schedule a second, you know, maybe 2 weeks to split it up. There's like one a month. That way, if we get to a spot that's actually pretty easy going, we can get to that whole little step without waiting a month. Because if we do it in a year, it's only 12 meetings. So that would be a tall order, and we don't want to drag it out long.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Right. I don't have much. I'm not sure if anything was discussed or said to you guys about civil service. Gretchen always did the civil service testing. Did I mention anything to you guys about moving it to the county?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So that is in progress. And I did shake Joel's cage a few days ago and said, you know, this has got to be done sooner than later. And I know he reached out to Paul and said, what do we need to make this happen? And I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard anything, but I will email him again tomorrow. Maybe I'll just email Paul directly and say, you know, we got this is, and if it continues to, I don't know, well, we got to do something. So anyway.
I'm on the civil service for the county. Can I help?
Yeah. Why don't you reach out to Paul too and see what's the holdup? There was something, some talk about an ordinance. Joel said he don't write ordinances. I don't have anybody to write an ordinance. I can write an ordinance if I have to. So I just need to know what they need. So, and I've got to get a hold of Gretchen to find out where those tests and where her files are. So
she'll be in on Friday.
Okay. And then I just, and so things are just not moving as fast as they need to move. So
that just means that
They will do everything that Gretchen did. So they'll do the testing, they'll do the physical fitness testing if that's required for that position, and they'll arrange for the oral boards. There will be a new creation of a civil service board that will have a member of, we were going to go in too in South Bend, and we still may, but we couldn't wait any longer. There'll be a member of South Bend, Raymond, Pacific County. So all the players will have a seat at the table. So there might be a restructuring of the board eventually.
So when candidates come out of that process, are they ranked by that board?
They will be ranked based on their civil service test, their oral board, just like they do now. So there'll be three rosters. There'll be a Pacific County, a Raymond, a South Bend. So if South Bend goes in. So, but what's nice of in the county is they test continuously. They don't just test when they need somebody, they test continuously. So
once a month, and there's testing done every month.
Yeah.
Multiple different positions.
Yeah. And this way there would be a continuum of testing going on. But
they keep a roster is what they do.
But
a running roster.
To just in South Bend, we've advertised now for a month. If we went just by the applications we received across the counter, we have two. One lateral and one entry level. We did go out to Indeed and it cost money, but we went out on Indeed and we probably have, I don't know, we've probably gotten 50 applicants, but out of those 50, not everybody has went and filled out the civil service paperwork. So I don't know how many we have, but we have more than two. Okay, and other than that, I don't have anything else. So council comments.
It's a budgeted position.
Okay.
So
we've never filled it before or something?
We have not. So when Hester left, Gretchen was the deputy. So Gretchen moved into Hester's position and they never replaced Gretchen's position. So that remained vacant. And then the municipal court quit, you know, they moved municipal court to North District. And so that also eliminated another position at the city. It was a part-time court clerk position, but that Tina's only going to be here until the 1st of May, I think, and then she'll be leaving. So that actually leaves now just three people.
Two plus Kayla.
Two long-term people and one new person. So the deputy clerk treasurer position is budgeted. And originally, Gretchen was talking about hiring somebody in May, but that will be pushed out a few months, at least a couple, if not three.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that was, was not probably a fully discussed conversation, but it has been touched on a few times. But
had that position been budgeted every year, or is it just this year?
I think she just budgeted it for 2022. And I might add that nobody else in the office, I mean, Tia was asked, I believe you were asked, and so was Deborah, and neither one of them were interested in that position, correct?
Correct. Over time, it's changed a little bit. And so when the changes happened, Deborah lost interest in we have kids and things going on, and, you know, so neither of us were interested at the time.
And if we had a deputy clerk treasurer, this transition would be much easier, most likely, for Gretchen, it would put us in a bind.
Right.
We'd be training somebody essentially.
Yeah.
And it's possible. I think Deborah may be interested in being deputy, depending on how everything's laid out.
We'll see. So, just never. Okay. When that time comes, that will be a discussion for in the office. But all right. So additional council comments? Yes.
So I was wondering if there is any way we can help out the pool with some ARPA funds or something like that, just get put that bug in people's ears to be aware of that. I know with where you're gone, you're gonna have to figure out what to do with those.
Okay,
so and I know that they're looking at getting grants and different things like that, but
so we'll just put that on the list.
Yeah, it's actually on the list. We're going to go through here pretty soon and look at getting some buildings painted. It's very expensive, but it's time. You know, we have some buildings that we need to take care of what we have before we go too far. And I know Michelle had asked about painting the pool and she's trying to get some, you know, where I'm going to make some money. And I think they said they would, but I think it's well within our budget to be able to paint those that we hire, you know, we hire it out. And I think it's probably in everybody's interest for the city to pay to have the buildings painted and maybe save some of that money, smaller money, easier for little projects in the community that, you know, that it might help a smaller group, you know, instead of always kind of nickel and diming these small places and, you know, leave that money more accessible. We're getting to a point where we can do it.
A question, we used to be able to see the city code, the city website. That no longer exists.
Oh, it's there.
It's there.
Yeah. I just looked at it a couple days ago.
Okay, good. Where's it at?
It's under
right at the bottom. It says municipal codes.
Yeah, it's under municipal.
That's one place. There's two places.
There's a couple places. I do update them every April, and so we have probably about 10 I have to upload this next month.
Good. Yeah, I've heard some citizen complaints about livestock in the city of Raymond. I believe there is a code that covers that. Is that not true?
It's not very well done. So, like, numerous codes, and I guess would be one of them that we take note of and save and we work on adjusting them. That at some point somebody would add something and it would contradict something else, or it wasn't very thorough. So you'll find stuff in the code in one place, but then you also find somewhere else. So we try to fix those as we find them and make them a better piece, make more sense and more user friendly. So we actually are working on trying to come up with some better language.
My suggestion would be if you do hear of complaints that they contact me and I can look into it. We have had complaints, even chickens. People can have chickens, but they are supposed to be cooped. You get someone that regularly complains, and then
they are supposed to be cooped?
They are.
Is the island classified as a coop?
Well, I know that I've referred them over to Chuck, and their officers have ticketed some people. So, but people don't complain except for goats. I get that a lot. So they just refer them to me, and if I have confirmation, like pictures, and I've warned them, then I'll send it over. But
horrible.
Same thing with livestock. I have had a lot of calls on livestock. I had three calls 3 days in a row with the price of groceries. People are wanting to milk their own goats and such. What I've been advising them is right now our code says no farm animals, but there's no definition of farm animal. And that's something we've talked about. Chickens aren't included in that. Chickens and ducks are not included in farm animals. In most places, they're considered fowl. So I'm just telling them we are in the midst of updating that. So if they were to get goats today, in a month, we could make them get rid of them. So otherwise it's complaints by smell and sound.
So as we do the comp plan, since we'll have everybody meet, you know, the planning commission, once we get a draft, we were going to like, okay, comp plan's over, let's work on some of these ordinances, you know, really get bang for our buck. And so that is something on our, that we're going to start doing more of that.
And we have lots of notes on them already because I've been messing with them with code enforcement. So,
I will say just a comment that we've all been working together well, and he has been doing really good at code enforcement. I'm trying to hire a police
department. You just back off.
Since we're talking about this stuff, that down Larch Street between Larch and Water, that dump that's up there. Has there been anybody?
Is that the 1, 2, 3?
1, 2, 3, 4. I actually drove by it before this meeting and it's all cleared up and they called today about a building permit. When there are some tires. I just drove by it. 5 o'clock.
They had those tires and all that garbage was gone.
Where the house burnt down and everything. It's all cleared up.
On that hill going down.
Yep. Except for there is a pile of tires, but they're actively working on it. I sent them a letter. Hadn't heard from them until today. They called about a building permit. So I drove by and I was like, wow.
That's cool.
They were working. We've kind of been driving by and looking around. And since Tia has been sending letters, it's helped. We haven't really pushed too hard, but
that one went on too long because I gave them a timeline and then they sold the property and didn't tell me. So the timeline started over. But this new owner jumped right on it.
Somebody doing something.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. It was great.
There's a few with timelines, but you can always send me a message. I got a whole list. I can update you if you guys ever have questions.
So do you need anything from us?
No, for the most part. Well, they just need to let me know. You guys hear about it, but nobody tells me, and I don't know. Which one?
Street right there, right on the houses on the right.
The boat.
Guys, there's so many containers and so much.
That one's actually considered a different zone.
They can have containers.
It's industrial. Yes. But he is fencing it. It was on my list, but it's kind of behind the fence. So I'm not even going to dig into it unless it becomes an issue.
All right.
Just let me know. I'll look into it. We're trying.
She's on it. Let me tell you, she is good. So, any additional council comments?
One more question. Speaking of timelines, do you have some kind of timeline about when you're going to be able to alter the code?
No, I don't. So, I'm going to wait for my legal opinion and then I'll go from there.
So, I'll probably bring it up with the next council.
Well, you can bring it up if you want. Right. I'll probably tell you the same thing. I don't know.
And I will tell the people that have been complaining to me to call you.
Yep.
Okay.
I made a motion to adjourn.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Meeting adjourned.
All right.
Thank you all very much.
You will.
Good job.
Yeah.